How the Stars Fell into the Sky, a Navajo Legend.
Written by Jerry Otten. Illustrated by Lisa Desimini. Published by the Houghton Mifflin Company in Boston, Massachusetts.
This book is dedicated to my family.
Paul, Cher, Dale, Caroline, and Kyle.
Lisa, Bob, Shannon, Ross, Sean, and Preston.
For Matthew, Anthony, and Nina Marie Puma.
And to a very special teacher who never let me let go of the dream, Mrs. Peacock.
This is a retelling of a legend told to the Navajo Indians by Hosteen Klaw, the great medicine man at the turn of the 20th century.
It is part of the mythology that details the mystery of Earth in the beginning.
When the pulse of the first day carried it to the rim of night, first woman said to first man,
"The people need to know the laws. To help them, we must write the laws for all to see."
"Write them in the sand," he told her.
"But the wind will blow them away," she answered.
"Write them on the water then," he said, and turned to go, having more important matters on his mind.
"But they will disappear the moment I write them on the water," first woman called out.
First man turned back impatiently and looked at her, squatting there, on the rim of night, a blanket of stars at her feet.
"Why don't you write them in the sky?" he said. "Take your jewels there and write them in the sky."
And so she began, slowly, first one and then the next, placing her jewels across the dome of night, carefully designing her pattern so all could read it.
But First Woman was not alone. Behind a low tree, Coyote crouched, watching her as she crafted her careful mosaic on the blackberry cloth of night.
He crept closer. He called to her in a voice that sounded like the line of an arrow whistling in the wind.
"Why are you tacking up the night sky with your jewels?"
"Oh," she answered, deliberately shifting a star.
"I'm writing the laws so all people can read them."
"There will be no confusion if we can see the laws."
Her hands glowed from the warmth of the stars she was touching, and she smiled as she toiled.
"May I help?"
Coyote asked.
Coyote hung the star and stepped back to look. He hung another and another. But for each star he hung, First Woman's blanket held 100,000 more.
"This is slow work,"
he grumbled.
"Writing the laws could take many moons," she said, then began humming to herself.
"Can't we find a faster way to be done?"
Coyote asked.
"Why finish?" she answered.
"What is there to do next that's half so important as writing the laws?"
"The people will see these laws before they enter their hogans at night.
The young mother will sing of them to her child.
The lonely warrior crouching in the unknown country will look up and warm himself by them."
"Writing the laws may be what I do for the rest of my life."
But Coyote lacked First Woman's patience.
He loved best to see a job finished.
Impatiently, he gathered two corners of First Woman's blanket, and before she could stop him,
he flung the remaining stars out into the night.
The
star spilled into wild disarray, shattering First Woman's careful patterns.
First Woman leaned far into the night and watched the tumbling stars.
What have you done, you foolish animal?
She shrieked at Coyote.
He crept away while First Woman wept, because there was no undoing what Coyote had done.
As the pulse of the second day brought into being, the people rose and went upon their lives, never knowing in what foolish haste Coyote had tumbled the stars.
Never knowing the confusion that would always dwell among them.
This radio show has been made by the third grade.
Mrs. Gregg's class, Mrs. Peters' class, and Miss Renault's class.
We hope you enjoyed our show.
Thanks for listening.